Windy with a little autumn in the air on the Florida Blue practice fields Friday afternoon. The Jacksonville Fair is a backdrop, but the Jags are about ready for Sunday's game at Tennessee. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, J.P. Shadrick, with a senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Autumn in the air. Autumn in the wardrobe there, John.
Yeah, I feel like I need to go find Logan. Maybe we can go up, you know, to his farm and clear off some brush, do a little hunting.
You might get something done in that.
You might.
That's for sure. Let's get on the practice field today, the final practice of Titans Week for the Jaguars. Cecil Shorts III, Roy Miller, we're both back at work today after missing Thursday's practice. It sounds like they'll both be good to go for Sunday's game in Nashville. Now, Will Rackley, the left guard, is questionable coming off a concussion. He should be a game-time decision. They'll see how he feels Sunday in Nashville before making a call on him. So Mike Brewster got a lot of the work this week at left guard. But, of course, John, the biggest news of the day comes in the secondary, and it comes with Josh Evans, the rookie free safety. Well, he might not be seeing as much time this week.
Yeah, it sounds as if Josh is still going to start, but Winston Guy is going to play a lot. They shared reps in practice this week. Josh Evans hasn't been playing as well as they'd like, so it's time to light a little fire there.
Well, let's go to the cornerback position now. Another rookie that will get a start is Dwayne Gratz, a guy who started the first game of the year but had an ankle injury against Kansas City. He's worked his way back, but now finally back in a starting role, and that's big.
When fans who follow the team are going to remember, Dwayne Gratz is a guy who after the draft they liked a lot. Offseason they liked a lot. Preseason they liked a lot. He got hurt in the first game, so it's time to see what he can do. He needs those last eight games of experience this season.
And going back to the competition, secondary and such, you can't really have competition and put different guys in to work on others if they're all hurt. So
right.
These guys are all healthy, finally.
Well, and you'd expect that. Coming out of the bye, they're probably as healthy as they've been all season, probably as healthy as they're going to be. You figure there's going to be injuries coming down the road. Right now you got eight games left. You're as healthy as you can be. Let's see what happens.
Finally, John, I mean, it seems like a regular road trip week for the first time in a long time. There was a long trip to California earlier in the year. There was, of course, London, which was a home game across the Atlantic. This is a leave on Saturday, play on Sunday, and come back home trip. That hasn't happened too often.
We've had five games so far out of the Eastern time zone. This one's out of the Eastern time zone. It doesn't feel quite like it's that far. Finally, they're back to normal. It's such a routine-oriented league. It'll be good to see what this team can do once they sort of get back into their routine.
Great work as always, John.
Thanks, JP.
Hey, the hay's in the barn for Titans Week. The Jags and the Titans coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock at LP Field in Nashville. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.